I think that more and more people are rediscovering the Mr. Rogers they grew up with as adults. Part of that is through some of the commemoration of his 50th anniversary. Some of it is through the program we produce, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. As a result, you have multiple generations in families who intersect with Mr. Rogers, whether it's through children watching Daniel Tiger, it's through parents who watched Mr. Rogers when they grew up and now have their children watching Daniel Tiger, or it's grandparents who raised their children who are now raising their grandchildren with the same messages that Mr. Rogers had. As a result, I think that it makes perfect sense that there's an offering for families to go and explore some of the places around the southwestern Pennsylvania region where Fred grew up, where he lived, where he worked. So many of the areas that he focused on in Mr. Rogers' episodes. His neighborhood of make-believe was make-believe, but the neighborhood that he visited when he was on the program as himself, many of those locations were real. Many of the factory visits that he made were Pennsylvania factories. Many of the restaurants that he visited, those were Pennsylvania restaurants. And the fact that people can sort of walk in those footsteps and see the things that were important to him, I think is going to be incredibly meaningful for the people who go on the trail and experience those things, and ultimately is very important to the legacy of Fred Rogers that we're always trying to uphold and live up to.